Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, UNIFYD, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Experience Alabama Crimson Tide season preview on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at WynnBET.com. That's WynnBET.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com, promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by the SGPN app. Yes, our app is now live in the App Store and Google Play Store. The SGPN app gives you easy access to all of our picks, podcasts, and it's the exclusive place to enter all of the contests, including our $1,000 NBA Finals free roll. Just enter SGPN in the App Store or Google Play Store today.
This is Mike Leach, head football coach at Mississippi State, and you're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo-hoo. Welcome. Welcome to the College Football Experience Alabama Crimson Tide season preview. My name is Colby Swinging Database Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick. And I'm joined. Had to bring him in here. This guy, college football guru, writes college football, college basketball over at the sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Give it up for my guy, Terrell Furman Jr. How you doing, Terrell?
Yes, sir. What's going on? Hey, look, roll tide, man.
Yeah.
Roll tide.
I mean, do we even need to do a preview? Should we just do 30 seconds? Hey, this team's nasty.
Alabama's going to be really good. Alabama's going to be really good. Hey, hashtag analysis. That's it. All right, show's over. Hey, guys, if you're a first time listening in College Experience.
Yeah, exactly. First time listeners, this is our analysis. Bet on Alabama. You're going to make money.
Yeah, you're going to make a lot of money. It's not. And, it's really not even Alabama for me. Like, this isn't even an Alabama preview. This is a Bryce Young preview. Like, to me, this is a Bryce Young preview. This guy is going to be freaking nasty. Bryce Young, the true freshman quarterback, he's going to be a dog, man. Like, I'm all the way bought into Bryce Young. I'm looking forward to his development this season and how Nick Saban is going to treat him. It really shouldn't be a competition with anybody else on that roster. I think the true freshman is going to walk through there, walk out the starter, and then maintain that startership throughout the entire season, however long that lasts. But yeah, it's going to be great. Yo, I'm all the way on this Bryce Young train. He has my stamp seal of approval.
100%. I'm going to co-sign that with you. I don't care if Sarkisian left for Texas. Look, this team, yes, I understand. Devontae Smith is gone. Okay.
Najee Harris is gone. All these great players are gone. I can go on. I could do 20 minutes right now on on all the great players that left Bama, you know, from a season ago. But this guy has, just in the little amount of time I've watched him, I've been really impressed with Bryce Young, and I think he's not going to have any problem. They're loaded always at wide receiver. Look, any Nick Saban coach team, you can go back to the Michigan State days where he had Musin Muhammad and Derek Mason. Like, these teams always have wide receivers. So okay, John Metchie the third's back. Should we worry about the lack of experience with Slade Bolden and Javon Baker? No, they're ballers. I can tell you that right now.
Just look at any Alabama roster and you'll look at their wide receiver room and just be like, dog, there's multiple NFL stars in this room. Like, we may not have known it at the time, but there's multiple stars in this room. And I'm positive that if we look at this wide receiver roster right now, there's multiple NFL stars in this room. So that's not even anything to even think about. Like, you know, hey, look, I told you this off air, like, I'm picking a team in every single conference. They're going to be my darlings for the season. And Alabama is it for that. Well, unfortunately, Alabama is it for the SEC, but it's really Bryce Young. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm really cheering for Alabama every single game I'm watching. I'm just watching to see what the heck is Bryce Young going to do next. This guy, I am excited to watch this freshman.
Yeah.
He has a slew of weapons with him. He's going to have some really good tight ends with him too. That's not something to look over. He's going to have a really good offense all around, and the defense is going to pick it up. They have a whole bunch of, you know, 4 or 5-star guys that are actually really, really good and can really do a lot of things. Like, Alabama is going to be good. It's just, how good is Alabama going to be?
Yeah.
Are they going to be undefeated season good? Are they going to be one loss Alabama good? Once we get into 2-loss territory, I think that's qualified as a bad Alabama team. But
isn't that ridiculous?
How good is Alabama going to be this season? I think that's really what we're talking about here.
Well, they're just going to reload. Now they got Bill O'Brien as the OC. I don't even know. I think I could offense coordinate. Honestly, their talent is so good.
And with the schedule they play a lot of years, I can offensive coordinate too. Like, hey, you guys just go out there and play. Like, these guys are not as big as you. They're not as fast as you. Like, if the game gets close, we may run a trick play here or there if it gets close. But you guys just go have fun.
Are you alluding to the Mercer game on September 11th, or is it the Southern Miss game on the 25th, or is it New Mexico State on November 13th?
The New Mexico State in November is such a foul. It's just such a foul. Like, what I'm getting into November,
yeah,
especially for like casual college football watchers, nobody wants to see no Alabama and New Mexico State in November. November?
Yeah.
No, we want, this is when everybody, literally everybody in the barbershop is watching college football at this time. You know, at the start of season, people in the barbershop sitting there talking like, oh, yeah, you know they're going to do that. They're not watching those games for real. But come November, everybody's watching the games. Everybody's like, oh, what's happening in college football? What's going on now? We don't want to see no freaking New Mexico State versus Alabama.
I could call plays.
Sorry for them guys.
We could call plays like it was old blacktop football. We could just call plays. Put me as OC of Alabama against Mercer or New Mexico State, and I'll be like, just run. This is a run play. Next play is a pass play. We don't even have to.
Hey, all right. We're passing this play. Just kind of, you know, you're taking the football. You're just kind of drawing the route on the football. Like, hey, you're going to go and do this. Like, no, man, this is absolutely ridiculous. However, we will say the SEC did something that we haven't seen them do too often with Alabama this season. I think you know what I'm alluding to.
There's
a back-to-back road game slot Hey, hello guys.
Dude, I had to retake a glance at this schedule. I said, whoa, Bama, they never give Bama and LSU back-to-back away games in conference. Oh, what is this? October 9th at Texas A&M, October 16th at Mississippi State. Whoa. Okay. Whoa. That's dangerous. That's dangerous now.
Hey, that's Mike Leach has something to say. That might really be, I think Mississippi State might really be my darling team, the SAC. I think I might have to go ahead and turncoat. I can't just give it to Bryce Young. I can't just give it to
Bryce
Young.
I was about to say.
I might have to turncoat. It's going to have to be Mississippi State because Mike Leach, you know, friend of the program.
Yes, for sure.
No, man. It's great. I think it's great because it opens up the door of opportunity for the rest of the SEC to not only get a marquee win on your schedule, because I don't care what Alabama team they're beating. If you have a win over Alabama, you're vaulted up the ranking. You have a very good shot at anything if you get a win over Alabama. So the fact that Mississippi State gets them that second, is it Mississippi State the second game? No.
It's the second game. Mississippi State catches them after A&M and after Ole Miss. So they have a three game gauntlet of Ole Miss. Now that's in Tuscaloosa, but Ole Miss played them the best that any team did last year.
Lane Kiffin's going to go in there and ball. Like he's going to be like, yo, no, like Dan Campbell, bite off some kneecaps and we're going to give it to him. So yeah, Lane Kiffin, he may not coach him work for nothing, but he's definitely going to tell him to go kick a few guys in the face.
Yeah. And honestly, like you look at this team, I understand they're Alabama. I understand they bring back, they just reload that, but they only bring back three offensive starters from a season ago, seven on defense. So the defense will be fine. The offense, I think, well, even with them only bringing back three teams, this or three players, I think it's one of these teams where you make an exception and just say, no,
they'll be fine.
Yeah, everyone's gonna be good. They might even be better. They might even be better because Bill O'Brien, you could make a case. Bill O'Brien's probably a better coach. You can make that case. I know that sounds crazy after his run in Houston, but Bill O'Brien kind of was the first guy to resurrect Penn State. Sarkisian's got a couple red flags in that, and you know, in his history. I'm not alluding to the alcohol either. I'm just saying that at USC he wasn't as good as Bill, essentially. And even at Washington he didn't have great seasons. He had a couple decent seasons.
Steve Sarkisian is the most average coach ever. The most average, one of the most. He is the what's his name? The Jeff Fisher. He is the Jeff Fisher of college football.
if he can
have an 8-8 season, Steve Sarkisian is going to give you an 8-8 season. So,
I don't think it's much of a drive. If anything, they might improve on offense getting Bill O'Brien in from the Houston Texans. They also got a stud linebacker transferring and probably the best player in the transfer portal in this linebacker from Tennessee. I always have a hard time pronouncing his name. Henry 220. I'm probably butchering that. But that dude's a stud and he was money at Tennessee transferring within the conference to go to Bama. You look at the defense side of the ball and they're bringing back seven, but they're just this every position is loaded. It really is. I mean, the corners, breaking in a new free safety, DeMarco Helms. Yeah. I'm not worried. All right. You're breaking in a new defensive end, LeBrian Ray. I'm not worried. You're breaking in a new linebacker, Jalen Moody. I'm not worried. All these guys, look, I haven't even watched. I haven't sat down and keyed in on these exact players, but I just know they're going to be good. You know what I mean? Like they've probably played a little bit of time. This team will reload very fast. They get Miami and Atlanta on September 4th. This win total, Terrell, set at 11.5.
Good golly molly. They can't be my darling team of the SEC. No way. Not because I can't fade their win total.
Yeah, I was about to say
my darling team's win total. No way. So yeah. No, they can't be my darling team because there's no way I'm taking that over 11.5. Especially with the freshman quarterback. You know, he's due for some growing pains. I think that this Alabama team is gonna have a season that's very, very similar to what Oklahoma had last season, maybe not to the detriment early where they're picking up, you know, two losses early in the season. But I think that there's going to be a couple early games where he's playing some lesser competition, Miami without Derek King, Miami. I think it's going to be some early games where Bryce Young is going to go out there. He's going to look amazing. He's going to look like the next Heisman candidate. Everybody's going to be on the rolling train. And then he's going to have a portion of the season where he's going to have some growing pains in Texas A&M or Mississippi State. No, but yeah. And then he's going to end the season on a high note, and he's going to look like the Heisman candidate that we know he's going to be 1 year. Maybe not this year, his freshman year, but we know 1 year this guy is going to be a Heisman candidate for sure. So I think that there's a chance for them to lose a couple games in here, one or two, maybe.
It's a sophomore year, but I get what you're saying. It's his first year starting.
First year starting.
I think you look at the schedule, and you know, I'm just going to quickly run through this because I think so. Florida they get Miami out the gate in Atlanta. I thought this game was in Orlando for a second. They're going to roll them, especially if the reports are true that De'Aaron King's not playing. If King's playing, maybe no. I'm still taking Bama.
The defense, man, it's a really good pass defense.
And then you add in what Mercer week two. Mercer had a losing season in 19 in the FCS. They went 4-8. I don't even know why this game gets scheduled. Then you got at Florida.
What's the spread on that game? What's that? Is that automatically come in at -44.5?
Gotta go higher than that, man. Yeah. I'm fading Mercer if it's even you'd have to give me like 65 points for me to consider it. But then they're at Florida, they're at the Swamp, which is this game. They haven't played a game, I think, at the Swamp in like 12 years. So it's amazing they're in the same conference, but that's actually a scary game. Cause I understand Florida, you know, Kyle Pitts gone, Kyle Trask gone, but they're going to reload too, man. I mean, they won't be as good as Bama, but for one game on a Saturday in the Swamp, Bryce Young's real first, you know, probably his first. Yeah. Cause the other games are kind of, I mean, the Miami game's in Atlanta. So this would be the first one with a live ass crowd where he's starting. So that's one to circle. I think they win, but it wouldn't surprise me if the Gators bit them. Then they come home and get Southern Miss. Southern Miss has had four coaches in the past 12 months. That's just not going to be a game that needs to be on TV. Then you got the Ole Miss game with Lane Train, where that offense, I know you alluded to that with Matt Corral, they could throw the ball all over the field. Then
Ole Miss is going to give them everything. That three game stretch, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, Mississippi State, there's a loss in that stretch.
What I'm thinking.
I think there is a loss in that stretch.
Then they're home to Tennessee. I think Tennessee lost everyone in the transfer portal. Josh Heupel's got his work cut out for him this year. Then they're home to LSU. We know what they did to LSU last year, but in 2019, that Joe Burrow team that you're talking about, they came into Tuscaloosa and gave it to them. I don't think Nick Saban's forgot that. I think they roll on LSU. Then they get New Mexico State in that awesome matchup that everyone's going to be excited to watch. Then they get Arkansas, Sam Pittman's bunch in Tuscaloosa, and then they're at Auburn, Brian Harsin year one. Can he pull the upset? I'll be honest. And this is a guy that won a lot of money on Alabama last year. I had a future for them to win the SEC. I hit on the win totals. I think you play the under. I think you got to play the under. I think just the fact that they could lose at Florida, at A&M, or at Mississippi State, those road games, or even at Auburn, those four road games, and then you sprinkle in Ole Miss and LSU at home. Those are the only teams capable of beating them. I don't even believe in the Miami one. I think you gotta smash that under. You?
Yeah, I'm all over the under here. I think it's just not enough continuity on both sides of the ball for me to sit here and say that, oh yeah, I'm 100% on, you know, Alabama being a 12 win team this season. Like I said, we haven't seen, like, even though I am president of the Bryce Young fan club right now, I have not seen him play in this Alabama offense yet. We haven't seen him get a full season under his belt yet. And so I want to see it before I believe it. Now, if he comes out and he does and breaks all these records and looks amazing as a freshman, then you know what? Great. Like, you know, like I said, I'm still president of fan club. I still said I told you so. But win total wise, I think it's just too many chances for an opportunity for a loss, especially coming off of that Texas A&M game where, yeah, okay, you may beat Texas A&M that game, but now you're getting Mike Leach in the air raid offense right after, like in Starksville.
Yeah.
Like my family's from Columbus, Mississippi. I know what games at Mississippi State are like. That place is going to be rocking. And if Mississippi State is as good as I think they're going to be during the season, that's going to be a game Mississippi State has circled like, hey guys, if we win this game, our season is going to skyrocket. So, look, I don't know. I think Alabama can catch one or two this season, which would still be a really good season. I think that we have so many expectations, and the expectations that they have for themselves that, hey, if we don't make the playoff as an undefeated or one loss team, then it was a loss. But, you know, you can still have a good season.
Yeah, and another thing I want to hit on is Mississippi State has a bye week coming into that Bama game. So perhaps, you know,
2 weeks to prepare.
2 weeks to prepare for that one. Now, I'll say this, though. Look, if you're going to bet, if you're an Alabama fan listening to this and saying, oh, these guys are blasting the schedule and all this, and they're only returning three starters, stuff like that, I'm still advising you to bet them to win the SEC West, because I think they're still winning the SEC West. I just think they might have a loss or two on that schedule. I still think Bama's in the four team invitational slash playoff, whatever you want to call it. I think Bama's in. I think you're fine. But if you're going to bet this, I don't think you need to hit that. There's more likeliness that they lose one game, I think, than they go undefeated. So I just telling my clients out there, all right, bet them to win the SEC West. You can even bet them to win the national championship, but I think those are smarter bets than taking them over 11 and a half wins. You agree?
100% agree. There's just no wiggle room for error. Like you're basically betting Alabama money line the entire season to hit this bet. And so I think that there's a chance for them to stumble. There's a chance for them just to, a wake up call, like a one loss is a wake up call. Like, hey guys, we took this loss. Let's lock in. Let's finish the season. Let's make this run for the playoff. Like, I think that is way more likely than to expect them to just go out there and win every game.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, well, you heard it here first, guys. If you're a fan of the College Football Experience, make sure you subscribe, because we are covering all 130 teams. Yes, 130 teams. You'll have a podcast for each team, breaking down that team all, you know, two a days. We're releasing two a day starting June 14th all the way through. So you're going to be hearing this actually, right? This is actually, you're going to be hearing this after June 14th. So, but just tell a friend. If you're a fan of whatever, you're a fan of New Mexico State, you're going to have your day in the sun when we release that podcast too. So make sure you subscribe to the College Football Experience, and also check out the College Basketball Experience. Alabama fans, Nate Oates. I mean, me and Terrell covers college basketball as well as he does college football. And I think me and Terrell throughout last season, we became huge Alabama basketball fans with that squad they had. And I'm looking forward to catching them this year. And we will have you covered on the College Basketball Experience. So make sure you subscribe to that as well. Me, Patty C, NC Nick, my normal co-host, along with Terrell, we make picks all throughout the year. Been over 500 each and every season. Also way over 500 on our locks. We give you all of that for free on a spreadsheet over at sportsgamblingpodcast.com. So check those things out as the season, you know, kicks off or tips off, whatever sport that is that you want perhaps some advice on with your bet. We got you covered on the College Football and College Basketball Experience. So, but actually, if you're really swift, we'd really appreciate it if you went over to iTunes, gave us a 5-star review, said some nice things about us, because, well, that's essentially how we get paid. We don't charge for picks. We won't charge for picks, but by you doing that, it's a big deal. Sponsors often tell us that. So maybe you leave a nice review there. A sponsor sees it, gives us some money, but I'll tell you what, take a photo of that review, tag me at the Colby D on Twitter, and I'll send you a College Experience t-shirt. How about that? What a deal. What a deal there. Brand new logo, brand new shirt. I'm telling you, the girls are going to love you down at the bowling alley. All right, just do it. I'm at the Colby D. Give me a follow as well. And make sure you follow my guy, Terrell Furman Jr. Like I said, this guy writes tons of great content on sportsgamblingpodcast.com. He'll be back on the show on a bunch of different episodes. So give him a follow at reallyrel__ and check out his writing. Let me tell you, the guy's great. So, and make sure you follow the Sports Gambling Podcast on Twitter at DSGP Network. All right. This is the College Football Experience Alabama Crimson Tide preview. You better start thinking about yours. And we are.